The following broadcast is brought to you by the friends and partners of Revival Ministries International.
Take your Bibles this morning and go with me to the book of Acts. And today we'll bring probably, it seems so, that we will bring to a conclusion the... I'm not sure, but... oh my, I'm pretty drunk right now. Oh Lord, have mercy. My. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Thou foul devil, come out, infirmity, go in the name of Jesus. Through his body, through every muscle, every tissue, every vein, every cell, you can't touch his life. I break it now. Be thou made whole from this moment in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's what you do when you're drunk. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whew. Where's the other couple needing prayer? Which, here, come here. Come here. We'll do it right now. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, that anointing, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Now, in Jesus' name, I curse in Akabroko, Bando Seprefet Tosakaya. I curse everything that's not of God in your body, and I command it to go now, to dry up from the roots, and to leave his body now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on, put your hand on him right there. Come on. Let that anointing go right through his body. Come on, put your hand on him. Every cell. Every cell. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, she travels up to Washington State. They're all smoking weed up there. Jesus. Use her in a mighty way. The special anointing in the name of Jesus to deliver people. Rokopara. Brande Sokoposa. Mendo Otashtamba Brangit Soprevete Elabo Sapaya Enamen Soprevekea Braketiso Branganjam Brakasando Beredia Stakapaya Beredoso Baranando Sekea Hatoso Kopoya Beredia Pa O Papa Sandro Sika Roko Se Breko Sekea Ba Posoprovongo Mendo Ropaka Paradesto Presso probosa paia, mandro so capariesto, mindro so, salto sapaia car, mambroso, membroso, praparadando, mambrose che, mambrasori, membrosaca, brandose, coprose che, bripa, brazzo, brato, brata, brate, breto, brand, bros, bres, brip, brem, dos, mando, sike, perum, ne, Pesto provo, parad, vado, basso, de bolsa, que nieto, po, sando, sequia, raca, passai, pau, sapare di assoto, mendro, sepia. Glory, 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 glory. Glory! every head, on every head, on every life, on every head. A fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. En el nombre de Jesús. En el nombre de Jesús. Spreading from house to house, street to street, into the primary schools, into the high schools, into hospitals, into mental institutions, into prisons, on the university campuses, into military bases. Your work's not done. You're going to be okay. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 There's sick bodies being healed all across this room. There's sick bodies being healed all across this room. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's things that have been holding people back that are being broken right now by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. Addictions, fears, depression is lifted off of individuals even now. So for the benefit of for the benefit. This is for your benefit. This is for your benefit. Today has been a continuation of our winter camp meeting called Fire Power. We've not been able to finish it up, so we've just been going on, and I'm doing my best to go on. So the Bible says in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. But ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Today, the title of the message for the sober ones is called Prayer Power. Prayer Power. This is important as we go into the all-night prayer meeting starting Friday night at 6 o'clock, to understand the power that is released through 12 hours of prayer as we grab a hold of what God has and we pray it through. If you look at the book of Acts, people might say, why do we need prayer power? We need prayer power because when the supernatural is released, there will be persecution. And the persecution, in many instances, will be supernatural. There'll be people stirred up against you for no rhyme or reason. There'll be people stirred up against you that you don't even know. And they don't even know why they stirred up against you, but they just feel compelled. With supernatural power comes supernatural persecution. You look at what happened to Peter and John, who went up the temple the hour to pray and saw a man lame from his mother's womb. And they said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And the man was healed. And that right there caused them to get into major trouble. Not so much so they were arrested, which we're not far from that happening in America if God does not intervene. And in other countries of the world, you can already get arrested for this. There are people that are thrown into prison in Scandinavia for praying for the sick, and they're calling it quackery. This is happening in parts of Europe. People are going to prison for laying hands on the sick and casting out devils. In Acts 4 and verse 1, as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. They laid hands on them. So they were laying hands on the people for miracles, but hands were laid on them. The hands laid on them were to arrest them and put them in the hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. And then in Acts 4:22, for the man on whom the sign miracle of healing was performed was more than 40 years old, and that caused all hell to break loose. Now the Lord supernaturally delivered them out of captivity. Obviously they got beaten, which that will take place. We gladly rejoice in the persecutions that come our way for the cause of the gospel of Christ. So don't concern yourself when people talk all kinds of ill manner things about you, make up things about you. They did that about Jesus. They did that about the apostles, and they will do the exact same thing against you. But rejoice when that happens. Rejoice. The Bible says they were released and threatened not to keep preaching Jesus. Well, of course, it doesn't matter what they tell us. We're not going to stop doing it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We're going to preach Jesus. They went back to their own company. That's what the river is. This is a place where no one will look at you like you're crazy. No one will look at you like you're crazy. If you have to run around and get people's opinion of you, their honest opinion of you, you might not even want to get out of bed in the morning time. That's why we have to die to all of that. I find it funny now. The other day we were pulling into my house and my pool guy, he come to a stop. So we reversed the truck. Noah was driving me, reversed up, rolled down the window. He said, "Mr. Brown, you really exist?" I said, "Yes." He said, "I've been working on your pool for 3 years, never seen you. I didn't know that you even did. You actually are real." I said, "Yes, I am." And then he said, "I hear you're a hunter." I said, "I am." So we talked a little bit about that. And he said, "Yeah, I've had to work through all the rumors about you for the 3 years ago." And I can't even tell you what he said, because it's like, it is so outlandish. I wouldn't even mention it publicly. He said, "Oh, I heard you do this, you do that, you do that." I burst out laughing. It was It was the wildest stuff I've never heard before. I said, you're kidding me. I said, who's saying this? He said, the people in town. I was like in a state of shock. I started laughing. It was the funniest thing out. Somebody said, well, tell us what he said. I can't. It's like, it's the wildest stuff you ever heard. And it has nothing to do with what I do in the ministry. It's just stuff that people make up. I burst out laughing. He said, yeah, that's what they say. It doesn't matter what people say. They went to their own company. How many know that today you're amongst your own company? Well, we're in trouble here. I'm gonna get this whole section saved. Pastor Eric, we're going to have a big altar call coming from this side. How many know that you're in your own company? You're amongst your own company. Okay, great. So Acts 4, 23, being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So you need to know where you belong. Don't go run off to some dead place and then try to tell them how you're being persecuted for miracles and you're leading people to Christ. They're going to tell you, calm down, buddy, calm down. You shouldn't go out and just approach strangers about Jesus. You should be led. So some people go out on the street and they spend 6 hours, never speak to one person because they weren't led. That's why I tell everybody, I'm going to buy everybody a bullet so you can keep it in your pocket, so you can keep your hand in your pocket and you can feel led. No, we don't go around, Lord, are you leading me to talk that? We talk to people. We just walk up and talk to people. Why? Because he said go. He commanded us to go. And we're obeying the Great Commission. Can you say amen? And you need to keep company with the people of like faith. Like, I don't hang around preachers that are going to talk rubbish. I've got better things to do with my life than hang around everybody that wants to talk about, watch out for this and be careful for that. And oh, I had an uncle once and he tried that and he failed. And they're always negative. And you don't want to try that in business. You'll lose everything you have. And please, we focused on the vision and we focused on the mission. We're not focused on failure and defeat. Amen. Are you with me? So hang around people of faith and make sure that you are a person of faith, that you encouraging other people. Don't ever spend your life putting down the visions of others and discouraging others, because actual fact, you'll end up discouraging yourself. Be a person of faith and blessing, and when people leave you, they feel encouraged. They feel, I can do it. I can go. I was going to quit, but I'm not going to quit anymore. I was going to give up, but I'm not going to give up anymore. Because your faith was injected into them. Can you say amen? So what did they do when this broke out? They began to pray. Everybody say, they began to pray. Acts 4, 24. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God which made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that in them is. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod, Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now watch what they did. So they praised him, they exalted him, and then they said, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Behold their threatenings and grant, hallelujah, unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Because people today try to speak what people want them to hear. You know, I want to hear that so that don't speak this. I want to hear you say this. We're not here to speak what people want to hear. We're here to speak what the Word says, what the Word declares. By stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. That's what he's doing in London. That's what he's doing in London. So they began by worshiping God, telling him how great he is. If you want God to hear you, you need to begin by entering his presence and ministering to him and lifting him up, which is what we're going to do for the 12 hours starting Friday. We're going to praise him. We're going to exalt him. Amen. Over problems, over circumstances, amen, over situations, amen, that are coming against you. Amen. Then they brought his attention to the problem and asked for boldness. I pray that even this week shall be a week of great boldness in your life, and that when you wake up, or obviously you won't be waking up Saturday morning, but when you come out of the 12 hours of prayer, that there will be a boldness that will be settled in your spirit. Can you say amen? With a firmness and a resolve to follow through with everything that heaven has purposed for your life. Then they asked him to equip them to continue to do what he had commissioned them to do and to show up in power and demonstration. It's fine to pray that way and say, Lord, I'm going to go, I'm going to speak your word, but I'm asking you to come and to demonstrate your power. I'm asking you to back up, to show yourself strong. I pray and speak it even over your life this week, that God will show himself strong in the life of every single person in this place. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Now, what happened then when they prayed? Did they just pray and go on? No, the Bible says the place was shaken. The place was shaken. First of all, we must be shaken. And then the place, wherever we go, will be shaken. Can you say amen? Again, I refer to some of the words you heard me on the screen when I said people ask for more, but God can't give you more until you use what he's given you. How would you know you receive more? How would you know? Do you have a meter? Hold it, let me check your meter. Yeah, you're really running low. Okay, Lord, give them more. Then the Lord fills you up. Then I want more. You don't have any more. You don't have any room to put more. Someone said, I'll get a reserve tank. He's already filled that. If you want more, you have to use what he has given you. And then besides that, I think a lot of ministers, I think they wouldn't know what more looked like if more bit them in the behind. They wouldn't know what more looked like. What does more mean? I want more. What does it mean? To some evangelists, they want to have more people in the meeting. How many do you want? 10,000, 20,000, 100,000? I want more. What do you want, 1 million people? I want more. What do you want, 4 million people? I want more. What's your measurement of more? Because I found out that a lot of people are never happy with what God gives them. So that even if God gave them more, they're still miserable because they're still waiting for something else. And they don't even enjoy what he's given them. You should be happy right now with what the Lord has given you. And you should be using what God's given you to the full, knowing that as you use what he's given you and give it away, that God will give you then more. Because what you don't understand, there are seasons to your life. I'm not a winter person. I will just tell you right now, I'm not a winter person. I don't like the autumn, or as you call it here in America, the fall. I hate it. Somebody said, the leaves are beautiful. Great. You rake all you want to. I'm not into that. Some people are perpetual rakers. I'm not. I'm not into that. I love looking at it. I love the pictures. That's fine. But I'm not an autumn person, and I'm not a winter person. I hate the freezing cold. I don't like the freezing cold. I don't like snow. I'm from Africa. I don't like ice. I don't like having to put a bum warmer on when you get in the car, because your behind is frozen. I don't like heating a steering wheel. I don't like driving on slidey roads. I don't like scraping ice off the windshield. I don't mind a trip up into that, but it just takes me a trip up there to know why I don't live there. Even the birds fly south. I'm so happy we live in Florida. I know the people, they moan about the heat. I love the heat. I love the heat. I love it. Oh, it's Florida. I love it. I love the heat. I love it when it's hot. When it's hot, I come alive. When it's frozen, I... Why am I saying that? Because I can't live in endless summer. You could keep moving, you know, and people do that. Some of you are here. You're called snowbirds. Yeah, yeah, waving at me. You snowbirds. That's why you came down here till the freezing stuff up north subsides and you can go back to the beautiful green grass and to the blue skies. You return when the birds return. I'm saying that because we have to be instant in season and out of season. So when it comes to the autumn or the winter of life, you have to remain consistent. And what a lot of people don't do is they think, oh, I've lost the anointing. I'm not doing what God's told me to do. I need to change this, change that. No, you need to carry on doing what you're doing every single day and be instant, in season, out of season. Amen. And then the spring will come again, and the birds will be flying, and the flowers will blossom again, and the sun will shine, and the skies will be blue. So when I got to England, I mean, you can have like four seasons in one day. That's why I realized why the British tried to colonize the world. Who wants to live in that? You know, it's like another day of rain, you know. It's raining again. Tell me when it's not raining. Say this after me. I must be instant, in season, and out of season. So that's why we have to be consistent in our faith and our prayer. Because I'll tell you what, right now, persecution will be consistent. You can actually use persecution as a barometer to check to see if you're on fire or you're backslidden. It's like a thermometer. When I'm going to go to a country to go preach, I call up, they say, oh, they're still running me down. Yeah, they're attacking you. Okay, good. Thank God I'm still serving the Lord. They said, Pastor, we have picket lines. Great. Praise God. We're still on fire. We're still serving the Lord. Amen. Somebody said, well, what's that going to do? I'm going to pray harder and ask God for the holy boldness, and I'm going to stand there in the face of that and preach harder than I've ever preached before. And then believe God to come and back up what he said and confirm his word with signs following. You can expect that. Expect it. Can you say amen? You can. You can expect the Lord to back it up. Every single time. Do you understand that, Pastor Tony? So when we pray, the prayer power, the prayer power is released when we pray. Look at verse 31. And when they prayed, the place was shaken. The place was shaken when they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Again they were filled. They were already filled, but they got filled again. Just because you got filled then, don't mean you say you can't be filled now. You need to be filled now. Filled again. Drink now. Filled. Somebody said you can't live like being filled all the time. Yes. Ephesians 5 and verse 18. Being filled continually. Filled with the Spirit. Can you say amen? speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You know you're drunk when you speak to yourself. They were all filled. Again, they were filled in Acts 2. They were filled in Acts 4. Well, I was filled. I remember when I got filled back 1946. Then it all leaked out in 1947. Let's all pray that the Lord bring back those days again one more time. Oh, God, can we sing that song? Bring back those happy days when the Holy Ghost. I grew up in Pentecost. I heard all those songs. Looked like a bunch of seals at an aquarium. Somebody throw them a fish. You know what I mean? Oh, if only the Lord would send that revival again, like he did in old days, in days of old. If only we could have another day of revival. If only we could have lived in Bible days. You'd have been a pain in the neck in Bible days, just like you're a pain in the neck now. What you talking about? You would have hung out with Thomas the doubter and Judas the thief and Ananias and his wife Sapphira. I don't think because of Bible days that it would change anything. We are still in Bible days. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So they were all filled and they spoke the word with boldness. 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 Holy boldness. And verse 33 says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Remember, we talked about infallible proofs. Huh? Didn't we? We talked about infallible proofs. With great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And great grace was upon them all. Hallelujah. 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 Rangamban shukroposaya. Great grace. Great grace. So as we come into the all-night prayer meeting, there's going to be prayer, there's going to be praise. These are all important parts that must come from our mouth. And I tell you, I've watched some people in the all-night prayer meeting. There's no prayer coming from them. They come to the all-night prayer meeting and sit like this. Some people spend more time talking to their friends. I didn't know they were God. Prayer is talking to God. Then they walk around. Oh, hi. How you doing? Oh, yeah. Hey, good to see you. Yeah. No wonder they're disappointed. Because your friend can't answer your prayer. And then praise. Some people don't sing no matter what. Somebody said, I don't know the song. Then make a sound. Just make a couple of grunts or something. Let something come from you. Try to sing. When I was a little boy, I got all the words wrong to the song. Oh, because honestly, when you're 5, 6 years old, you don't know. There was a song. It's coming this way, Lord, coming this way. A mighty revival is coming this way. Just keep on believing, trust and obey. A mighty revival is coming this way. Well, I'm standing there. I got a red Bible, so I'm going, it's coming this way, Lord, coming this way. A mighty red Bible is coming this way. My mother said, it's revival. It's not. It is red Bible. And there was nothing she could do to even talk me out of it. I didn't care what it was. It was a red Bible that was coming this way because I had the red Bible. You just have to be like a little kid, man, and just sing to the Lord and just praise him and make it. Some people sing, you know, on the piano, you have the white notes, the black notes. Some people don't sing on the white notes, the black notes. They sing in the cracks. Some people, there's not even a note for what they're singing. I mean, not everybody's like Pastor Ray or sing like Octavia. That's what you'll sing like when you get to heaven. But the Bible, that's why it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Can you say amen? Amen. Acts 16 and verse 25. At midnight, everybody say midnight. Amen. What does midnight represent? Midnight represents the darkest hour of your life. Paul and Silas prayed. And then they sang praises to God. And the prisoners heard them. Not because they were whispering or because it was faint. And then what happened? What happened? What happened? Suddenly, there was a great earthquake. And the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. That means the chains fell off. The feet, the stocks were loosed and they all were free. Paul and Silas were falsely charged, beaten, thrown in the most secure area of the prison. But they began to pray and praise. And the prisoners heard them and then the earthquake came. Not a normal earthquake, but it was the supernatural power of God opening all the doors and unfastening all their shackles. When we release our faith, God's mighty power is released. Praise is the highest form of prayer, or worship, the highest form of prayer, because we are not asking God for one thing. We're just telling him how great he is, how awesome he is, how wonderful you are. And when we do that, you might have many needs, but when you praise him, when you worship him, the next thing you look back, the very thing you believe in God for was already met. It's already done. Let me close with this. It's like my kids. And I even refer to the grandbabies because they know how, and they already know. The kids had to learn that, but the grandbabies, they got it down to a T. They'll run up and they kiss me on the cheek, pom-pops, I love you so much. And they go, baby, what do you want? No, what do you want? They didn't ask me for anything. They just came to tell me how much they loved me and gave me a kiss. What do you want? If we, as earthly people, respond that way, how much more does your new heavenly Father respond that way? Will you come and you fall at his feet and you kiss his feet and you love him and say, I just came to tell you how awesome you are and I want to tell you how much I love you. And then he says, What do you want? What do you want? Well, Lord, I didn't really come for anything. I just came to tell you how much I love you and how awesome and how wonderful you are. What do you want? When Taylor's here, she's 16 and a half, and stand up, baby, my oldest granddaughter. And okay, so when she was five, she would come to me and she would say, Pop-Pops, you're going to take me shopping. And you won't believe what you're going to buy me. And I went, okay. And I took her shopping. And I couldn't believe what I bought her. She loaded that up. And I think I'll take this. And I think I'll take this. Grab babies. So if an earthly grandchild or child can do that, how much more your heavenly Father? Are you with me? When the Lord said to have these all-night prayer meetings, I really feel it's going to make a total transformation in many lives. Already the January one, and now You know, we already did the February one, and now we've got the March one coming up. These 12 months are going to be supernatural months. So just get ready. You can make a list of all the things you want to ask God for, but I promise you, as you press in prayer and praise, the very things when you look, you'll just be crossing them off your list and go, done, 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 done. Because he says, before you call, I will answer. And while you're yet speaking, I will hear. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many need to hear this today? Everybody say, prayer power. Hallelujah. I really feel to challenge people here today. Just like the challenge that we had when we were children, people would say, I dare you. I dare you to put to the test what I'm telling you. This week, as you press in, write down the things you believe in God for. Friday night at 6 o'clock we start, and we're going to start right on fire, right out of the gate, all the way to 6 in the morning. I challenge you, and this is not for the here. This is for March. We're praying for March, that I'm believing that what you're praying over, that it will be accomplished in the month of March. Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I dare you to put God to the test and see what happens.
Amen.
And if by the end of March nothing happened, please tell me and I'll publicly resign the ministry. Somebody said, what do you mean? No, it's impossible that nothing could happen. It's impossible. It is impossible. Because God answers prayer, and he hears from heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let me ask one question. How many have already seen breakthroughs through prayer? Everything's about to be accelerated. Everything is about to be accelerated. Praise God. I want you to bow your heads across this place. This is not the close of the service. We'll close out with communion. But I need to give this call and then we'll have communion together. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, if you've come into this place today, maybe a friend brought you, came here today, you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want to ask you a question today. What would happen if today was your last day on the earth, you went home from this place, went to bed tonight, put your head on your pillow, and then never woke up for whatever reason? Where would you go? Where would you spend eternity? I want you to know there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. You don't have to go to a devil's hell, because 2,000 years ago on Calvary's cross, the price was paid and the blood was shed. And just like that old song says, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath their flood, lose all their guilty stain. Today, the power of sin will be broken. The power of guilt and shame is going to be removed from your life. You might have come in here one way, but you'll leave another way. Today's your day of surrender. Don't leave it till tomorrow. Make the decision today and say, Lord, I surrender today. Secondly, maybe you came to this place. You gave your life to the Lord in days gone by, but you've grown cold. You're not serving God like you should. There was a time when you were radically on fire for God and the Lord was using you, but something happened and you lost that joy, that peace, that first love. You lost it. And you don't even know how to get it back. There was a time when the Lord was using you and now you're just going through the motions. But I want you to know today he will restore to you. Today he will revive you. Today will be a new beginning for you. If you just say, Lord, I want to come back. I want to come back to my first love. I used to be on fire, but now I'm lukewarm, and I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be on fire for you. Please do a work in my heart today. Don't let your wife stop you, and don't let your husband stop you, and don't let your people at work stop you, anybody. You make the decision today, and watch what God will do. Maybe it's something hidden that no one can see. Pride, unforgiveness, bitterness, jealousy, anger, lust, the hidden things that clog the heart of man. But today, he said, I will take out the stony heart and put in the heart of flesh. He said, a new spirit will I put within you. Today he'll do it if you'll let him. He'll never force himself on you. He only comes where he's wanted. But today he will come and do that work. Will you surrender to him and say, Lord, I give my life to you afresh. He loves you so much. Maybe it's not hidden. Maybe it's something outward that everyone can see. And so now the devil uses against you to keep you in a place of guilt and condemnation. You feel like God will never use you because of things that have happened in your life. But I want you to know the devil's a liar and God's a God of a second chance. God's a God of a new beginning. And today he will restore you. Maybe it's not hidden or outward as we described. Maybe it's a storm that came against your life, like a Mack truck from hell that hit you. Suddenly, out of the blue, a sudden divorce, a bankruptcy, the loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, the betrayal of a close friend, the loss of a job. Something happened that rocked your world. But today you say, I'm going to come back. I'm going to fall in love with Jesus all over again. Today I surrender my life to him afresh. Today it's all or nothing. Today I surrender to him. Many people that have been hit by the storms of life, and like I mentioned, the loss of a loved one, that'll wreck people right there. How do you even deal with that? I know that more than most people. But the Lord will come. And then lastly, if you're in this place, you love the Lord, that's not even a question, but you're not sure of your salvation. The devil just lies to you all the time. It tells you that you're not saved. And you have that question. It's always there. But today you say, I want to know beyond the shadow of a doubt. I want to know that I know that I know that I'm a child of God. If this is you and you fit into any one of these three categories, I want to pray with you and for you right now, right where you are, while heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Quickly put your hand up and say, pray for me. I need Jesus. Hands are going up. God bless you. 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 Keep them up high. Let me see. All the way under the overhang. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you over there. God bless you all the way in the back section over there. God bless you. Somebody with little Mickey Mouse ears on raising their hand. God bless you over there. God bless you over there. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, yes. There's families. There's children raising their hands here today. Yes, God bless you. God bless you. Today's your day. A new day. A new beginning for you. A new day for you. And once you've raised, you can put it down. And I want you to look at me now, please, if you would. In this section here, if you didn't raise your hand, but you want to be included in the prayer I'm going to pray for these three invitations, quickly put your hand up and say, include me. Anybody else in this section didn't raise your hand? Put up high, right at the back. Anybody else? Another hand over here. Anybody else? Anyone else? Anyone else? This section, you didn't raise your hand, but want to be included, quickly, God bless you. Anybody else? Slip it up high. Raise up high. Say, yes, that's me. Thank you, this little one. I was 5 years old when I raised my hand. Anybody else? Quickly, put up high and say, yes, that's me. Under the overhang. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This section, you didn't raise your hand but want to be included. Put your hand up. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you over here. Anybody else? Anyone else? Right over there. We're going to pray together. I want every person that raised your hand, I want you to stand to your feet right now. Every person that raised your hand, stand. 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 All across the building, stand. Go ahead and stand. Come on. Under the overhang, all this section here, all the way over there, stand to your feet. I want you to come from where you are. We're going to pray together. Come. 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 He calls you. Help him, ushers. I am. Today's your day. Today's your day of freedom and liberty. Today is your day of freedom. Today is your day of freedom. Today is your day of freedom. Today he calls you. He calls you. Put them all in the middle. The world behind me. The cross before me. The world behind me. The cross before me. The world behind me. No turning back. No turning back. You can take the whole world. But give me Jesus. You can take the whole world. But give me Jesus. You can take the whole world. No turning back. No turning back. I want every single one of you, if you'd look at me for a moment, please. Today, you've not come to man. I'm just a messenger. The Lord called me as a little boy to come to America as a missionary. I'm from Africa. You're the very reason why I came. And today, if you mean business with God, God means business with you. And I've had the privilege of doing this now. This is year number 40 in 63 countries of the world. And wherever I travel, like people come to me and say, I prayed the prayer, and they tell me the date and where it was and then what the Lord's doing with them. So I know what God's about to do for you. But there's also something that we're going to do here when we finish praying that I do everywhere we go. I take people and I put them in the hands of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that took me as a little boy and that brought me out of Africa, that protected me, that helped me, is going to do the same for you. And he's going to carry you for the remainder of your days. And you're going to fulfill God's purpose of why the Lord has you here on the earth. Because there's not one person here that is an accident or mistake. Every single person is here by God's divine purpose and plan. And the enemy, the devil, has a plan. But that plan is broken today. Broken all for your life today. That plan breaks. And God's plan takes over today. Can you say amen? Whether this is your first time coming for the first time, or you coming to recommit your life, or you coming to make sure, when you leave this place today, you'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I'm a child of God. And then, if you don't have a home to go to, this is your home. And you come, you get on the buses, join the HOJs. I will even give away scholarships to Bible school. If you feel like God wants to use you in the ministry, we have a school of worship. We have a school of River Bible Institute. We have a Spanish Bible school. If you want to come study, we'll train you. I'll give you a scholarship for free. Somebody said, you do that? Yes. Because then I can help you accomplish what God's called you to do. We've graduated over 4,000 students already, and the people have gone around the world. So there's no telling what God will do with you, because I've seen people come stand just where you are right now, and now they're pastoring a church 5, 6, 7 years later in some foreign country. Somebody said, I don't want to go to a foreign country. Well, then you'll help me in America, shake America, because we've got many foreign countries in America with many different groups of people, you know. So God wants to use you in a powerful way, and today's about surrender. Say, Lord, I give you my life.
So we're going to pray. I want you to close your eyes and raise your right hand to heaven. That's where your help comes from. And pray this together with me. Believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth. Say, Father, I come to you in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, you said in your word, if I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord and my Savior, and I believe in my heart that God has raised you from the dead, I will be saved. So, Father, right now, I confess Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Come into my heart right now. Take out the stony heart. Put in a heart of flesh. Wash me. Cleanse me. Change me. Fill me. Use me. Let me never be the same again. I turn my back on the world. I turn my back on sin. And I follow you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for shedding your blood for me. Thank you that on the third day you rose for me. And thank you that you're coming back again for me. From this day on, I'll never be the same again. I confess Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. He is my Lord and my Savior. And right now, by faith in the finished work of the cross and by the shed blood of Jesus, I am saved. Thank you, Lord, for saving me now. Now lift both hands and just thank him. Father, I pray that you would seal them. Seal them by your blood and by your spirit, that on that day not one would be missing. Raise them up to be mighty men and women of God and use them to impact this generation, we pray. Take every one of them, just like you took me as a little boy, and lift them up on eagle's wings. Holy Spirit, take every single one of them and use them for your glory. Use them for your glory. That's the fire of God coming on people right now. That's the fire of the Holy Ghost coming on you. That's the anointing of God coming on you. That's the presence of God coming on you right now. That's the fire of God falling on you right now. Right now. Right now. From this very day, you'll never be the same. From this very day, you'll never be the same. From this very day, you will never be the same. From this very day, you'll never be the same. From this day, every chain, every yoke is broken and destroyed off of your life. And the Lord shall raise you up. In actual fact, the Lord will use you in such a way that will astound your family and friends and people that know you and will be shocked and say, I can't believe that. I can't believe that. From the youngest one here today, from this precious little girl with the headband to the oldest person here, the Lord will use every single one of you for his glory. And I pray, Lord, that you seal them now by your blood and by your spirit. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for watching today on YouTube. Please press the subscribe button and also the notification button and like and get the word out so others can watch.